This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The U.S. Senate debate put on by Raycom television stations Wednesday night tried valiantly to be a civic discourse. Questioned about making the federal tax system more equitable, Democrat Foster Campbell replied,
"If we would make these large corporations pay taxes instead of moving them offshore, we could go a long ways about balancing the budget and fairing up our tax situation."
Republican Charles Bustani disagreed.
"What we need to do is real tax reform, something that hasn't been done since Ronald Reagan was president. We need to lower the corporate tax rate."
Democrat Caroline Fayard responded,
"Trickle-down economics do not work. It's been disproven over and over again."
State Treasurer John Kennedy, asked about his conversion from Democrat to Republican, also invoked Reagan.
"It was possible years ago to be a conservative Democrat. Those days are no more. Wasn't peculiar to me. Ronald Reagan, I think, went through the same thought process."
Yet the debate often devolved into a demolition derby, due in no small part to the inclusion of David Duke. For example, there was this.
"I'm against Jews or anybody else that is controlling and dominating the media, teaching black people to hate white people and inciting them to violence like the Black Lives Matter, which
time,
has been supported by the media."
"Your time has expired."
"Because you didn't like my response, you interrupt me. Look, you're not one of the debaters here. I'm sorry, Mr. Snell.
This is not an open discussion,
you're the moderator.
Sir.
You're a typical
said
media
that, all right, we're
going to
move on.
Well,
Mr. Fleming, go ahead. Your time,
please. Are you going to silence me?
Again,
you're going to prevent me from answering this question
I'd
because
like you,
you
to
want
answer
to make
the
a point?
Question that I want to direct
I
you
have
to
the right.
people.
I have
Mr.
Have
Fleming,
the
Mr.
Right.
Fleming,
Tuesday, Louisiana voters at least narrow it down to two. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.